I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and a very happy Friday to you. We've made it through an entire work week or whatever it is we're calling these kinds of weeks that we're all having right now. I really hope you get to have a clear distinction between work and play so you can enjoy this weekend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, for our Feel Good Friday practice, I have a practice in mind that was inspired by my daughter from something she did literally 5 minutes ago. Today, we're going to take a little walk, just a little short walk in our neighborhood or in the woods by your house or around the city or wherever you are. Just go out for a little walk and we are going to pick ourselves a spring bouquet. Okay, I'm really excited about this because I live in a part of the world where we can't pick flowers, you know. I don't live in a part of the world where you can go out into the woods or go out into a field and find all of these beautiful flowers growing everywhere. We have cactus flowers here. It's not really the same thing. But we were just out for a walk with the dogs and my daughter started picking foxtail. Foxtail, if you don't know, it's a grass. I mean, it's a brown, like straw kind of grass with a little bushy, fluffy thing on the end. Like it's very, 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 like the most basic kind of grass. Like it, people call it just weeds. It's something that people would cut down in their gardens and in their yards, right? She started picking them and we were walking and she was really slow on the walk because she wanted to pause everywhere and pick another one. And there was another one and there was another one. And I wasn't thinking about it. You know, it's just she's 4 years old. Like she's always looking for little sticks and rocks and things like that when we go for walks. But then by the time we came home, you know, half an hour later, she had this legit bouquet of something so beautiful that she picked from out of things that people, you know, I normally wouldn't look twice at. You know, things that literally people will mow down because they think it's weeds. And it was so beautiful what she created. We put it in a little vase and now it's on the dining table here. And it's so precious. It's so beautiful. And it just really inspired me to share with you as a self-care practice to do today. So put on some shoes, go outside and have a really mindful walk, right? A walk where you're truly with nature. It can be 5 minutes, can be half an hour, whatever you have. Bring your dogs if you have them. But go out with the intention to really keep your eyes open to see what there is around you from nature that you can pick, right? Even if that means you're going to have a little branch from a tree that's fallen, some leaves that you find, maybe you'll find some truly beautiful spring flowers that are popping up depending on where you are in the world. Maybe where you are, it's getting warm by now and you actually are in this beautiful time where you can actually pick a legit spring bouquet, which is just a dream for me, right? But if you come home with some grass, if you come home with something green, something brown, something colorful, whatever it is, it's going to make a beautiful moment in your day. I promise. Put that thing on the dining table next to a little candle and just enjoy it today. We're all taking a cue and finding our own inner four-year-old. So really go out there and open your eyes and look at the world with some curiosity. Remember, it doesn't have to be that thing that you have deemed worthy of something beautiful, right? But by adding things together that might look mundane, you could come home with something truly beautiful. And the thing that we're really looking for here is the experience of it, right? So get out there, be with nature, and come home with something precious. And a little side note, take good care of nature. Be a good harvester of flowers or leaves or whatever it is you're collecting. You can bring a little scissor or a tiny little knife or something if you want to be really careful. So don't pull anything up by the roots. Just a little side note and exactly what I tell my daughter every day. Have a great day, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back on Monday.